Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
Life hacks to increase your productivity. What's going on, guys? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, it's a productivity day. It's Friday. We're excited. I want to give you a few tips so that Monday, it's going to be the best day of your week. And that's really what we're trying to do here. It's just to front load your week so you can do as much things as you can, feel good about yourself so that even if something happens on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know you're on the right track. So the first point that I want to talk about is, of course, I always say this to everyone all the time, wake up early and get as much stuff done as you can in the morning. If you are running a business and you don't have to go to an office and you can kind of organize your day, I know that you still have some things that you need to take care of, whether you're married with kids and you got family, or there's other things that you can do like meetings with your clients or anything along those lines. All that stuff is going to take you away from the core parts of your business that you need to take care of every single day. So how can you carve a few hours every single day when you're not getting distracted? And the answer is very simple. You do that stuff before everyone else wakes up. Listen, I'm not asking you to wake up at 3:30 or 3:45 a.m., although I actually know people that do that and they're very, very, very successful. You can still wake up at 5, 5:30, 6 a.m. I mean, find the time that works for you, but wake up and start working within 15 minutes of you opening your eyes. You'll see that your concentration is going to be much higher. You'll see that there's no one around that can talk to you and can distract you, and you can just get as much work done. I don't even suggest doing the Pomodoro technique in the morning. The Pomodoro technique, for those of you that haven't listened to my podcast in the past, is the 25 minutes of focus time and a 5-minute break. You repeat this half hour cycle, 25-5. You repeat that for 4 times. On the 4th Pomodoro timer, which is the end of the 2 hours, then you take a 15-minute break and then you get started again. That type of technique works very well, but I would suggest using it later on during the day around 9:30, 10 o'clock at morning or in the afternoon so that you can keep on staying focused. And if you have people that are coming in the office and distracting you, you can simply say, hey, listen, I'm doing this Pomodoro thing. When you see me dialed in, don't interrupt me, because as soon as the timer goes off, I have 5 minutes off every 25 minutes. So if you need to talk to me, wait for that 5-minute break, and it works like a charm. Point number two is to do your quote-unquote busy work after lunch. So what do I mean by busy work? This word busy, I don't really like it. But it's basically the type of work that pops up out of nowhere. You know, whether it's a phone call that you got to make or something that you remember at the last minute, oh my gosh, I promised that person I was going to do that, or, you know, that extra meeting, all that stuff that piles up on your calendar, on your to-do list that you know, that's not necessarily moving you forward, like, you know, the main tasks of your business, but they still need to get done nonetheless, right? So that type of work, I always suggest you do it in the afternoon. And the reason why is because in the afternoon, you tend to have a lower energy levels, and I don't want you to waste your high intellect, your high focus on that type of stuff, because that type of stuff kind of takes care of its own, right? Like, let's say, for example, you need to drop off your laundry at the dry cleaners, right? That type of stuff, you can just get out of the house and get it over with. But if you have to sit down and write an important proposal, I absolutely would discourage you from doing it in the afternoon when you're almost falling asleep. Makes sense? Point number three, spend time keeping your workstation clean. This is absolutely paramount to your success. If you want to produce every single day at high levels, you need to have that mindset, that winning mindset. And you know this very well, but the way that your workstation looks and feels is going to greatly impact your quality of the work that you do, right? So if you spend just, you know, 5 minutes at the end of the day to scrub off the, you know, the maybe like you put some coffee on the table and there's a coffee mark on the table and there's a couple of like things here and there, like clean it off, organize it. So the day after in the morning, as soon as you wake up, you don't have to kind of push things off your desk so you can start working. You can get to your desk and be like, this looks great. I'm ready to go. All right, do that every single night. And then point number four, and you already know this, if you've followed me, is to spend about 15 minutes a night planning for the day after. Again, very similar to cleaning your workstation. Think about this. Cleaning your workstation is something that's visible, it's out there, but it's a very similar action to planning your day. When you sit down and you actually plan out your day for the day after, you're basically cleaning your schedule. You're organizing your schedule so that when you wake up in the morning, you don't have to think about what to do. Oh my gosh, what do I have to do today? What's on the list? No, you don't have to worry about it. You already know. You wake up, there's that one task that's going to take you about 2 hours every single morning, and you're going to do it nonstop, and then you're going to have maybe a little meditation and workout or whatever you're doing, and then moving on to the afternoon or late morning doing those Pomodoro technique slots that we talked about, and then have a late lunch. I always suggest have a late lunch. Don't have lunch in the middle of your day around 12 o'clock, and then you're going to feel tired later. So why don't you just have lunch around 2:30 and use those couple of extra hours that are still focused, working hard, and then have a lunch later. And if you are like me and you want to do intermittent fasting, that's also going to help immensely with your energy levels. Have dinner around 8 p.m. Don't eat anything past 8:30, 9 o'clock, and have lunch at around 1:30, 2:30 if possible, and you'll find that your energy levels will be completely different. You're going to have more energy and more focus in the morning. You're going to be able to get so much more done in the morning. In the afternoons, you're just going to, like my mentor Craig Ballantyne says, you're going to just put out the fires that pop up out of nowhere. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this short episode, and I'll talk to you on Monday.